It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. In an article in the Atlantic magazine, cellist Janet Horvath relates how she learned to live with an on-the-job ear injury that ended her career as a musician. Playing with the Minnesota Orchestra on a program of Broadway favorites one night in 2006, Horvath was seated next to an amplifier that injured her hearing, made any sound excruciatingly painful. She had hyperacusis, an auditory injury caused by repeated exposure to high decibels or a single acoustic shock. It was characterized by abnormal sensitivity to all sound, not just music. It took a visit to a clinic that specializes in hyperacusis and tinnitus at the Oregon Health and Sciences University in Portland, Oregon, to find a partial solution to her problem. Eventually, she was able to tolerate moderate levels of sound with hearing devices. Almost a decade after her injury, she can comfortably play with three or four other musicians in a modest-sized room. It's not the orchestra she used to play with, but she says it's enough. Life, she says, is unthinkable without music. Some kids are born with special talent for music. With the right kind of training and enough effort on their part, they can develop into very good violinists. But to become a virtuoso like an Itzhak Perlman or Sarah Chang, those are long odds. And it may not have as much to do with technique and artistry as we like to think. Writing in The New Republic, Malcolm Harris discusses Isabella Wagner's study, Producing Excellence, The Making of Virtuosos, in which she interviewed nearly 100 prodigies, one of whom said, "For every 10 students, one will attempt suicide, one will become mentally ill, two will become alcoholics, two will slam doors and jettison the violin out the window, three will work as violinists, and perhaps one will become a soloist." That's 1 out of 10. When she realized the real-life odds against her son, who's an aspiring violin virtuoso, becoming one of those, she became despondent. "It was frightening," she said. "The mother in me panic-stricken. I tried to retreat and find ways for my son to leave this milieu and find another field of study and work, but I failed. The bonds between him and the soloist elite were too tightly wound for his escape," she says in the book. And she's not alone. "According to my observations," Wagner writes, "parents in all categories of musical experience tend to believe that their child's talent will enable them to prevail." Harris writes, "We like to believe that the winners are that much better or tried that much harder, but the difference between the two, that is winners and second, third, or fourth placers in any violin contest, is often an arbitrary twist of fate or a powerful person's whim." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix, and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.